This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, we've seen a number of protests against the Dakota Access crude oil pipeline, protests both in North Dakota and in our listening region in southeast Iowa in Lee County. Some journalists have been arrested while trying to cover these protests. Perhaps the most famous case involves Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, I believe originally charged with trying to incite a riot. Charges later changed to trespassing. Some of the reporters in southeast Iowa in Lee County also have been arrested and charged with trespassing. Although what I want to get at today is exactly, are these people really journalists? The group in southeast Iowa, they're called Unicorn Riot, and they've been arrested for trespassing on land, and the sheriff's department has said anyone, whether it's a journalist or a protester or whatever, they go on private property, they're going to be arrested for trespassing. That aside, how do you distinguish whether someone is really a journalist or is doing advocacy?
I think a journalist would know where their boundaries are. And sure, things happen where journalists, legitimate journalists, would get arrested for maybe overstepping their boundaries, and it's taken up in court. And I think this might be a case of what this is. I think you have people that are on their own volition and with their own agendas that are maybe interspersing the two, and they're not being very objective or you know, that they're crossing a line here. And I think we have to ask the question, what is a journalist? And I'm not really sure if these folks are journalists after all.
Yeah, well, Goodman is an award-winning journalist, but she's working for Democracy Now! And as soon as you read that, you think, this doesn't seem like an objective news source in any way, shape, or form. So we're looking at someone who is probably doing some advocacy journalism. I mean, we've got the prefix, we have advocacy before journalism. And, you know, some people are very traditional and don't consider advocacy journalists even journalists to begin with. So that's something to think about when you're looking at this and whether or not she is a journalist or not. Has she done journalistic work? Yes, sure she has. But in this capacity for working for Democracy Now!, is she working as a journalist?
Well, Democracy Now! Is far to the left. Certainly, we see far on the right is the Fox organization, and that seems to have been legitimized. And you even had someone from Fox moderating the third presidential debate. Do they not engage in advocacy also?
Seems like, I mean, Fox has been the one that set the tone for this. This is where you have Democracy Now!'s. This is where you have these different shows that advocate this model of boutique journalism, if you will, where you mm-hmm. kind of shop the journalism you want and the truth that you want to hear and the narrative and the way that you want to hear. And that's what's happening here. And it's obviously working. It's generating business and attention, and it's allowed to perpetuate. And this is where you see the birth of Democracy Now! Gaining a foothold in the viewership and the readership and the folks that are able to go online and to find various forms of journalism and not just have to relate to the three major networks on TV or your local newspaper or radio station for that.
Well, you mentioned the networks, newspapers. Can we only consider someone a journalist if they work for a well-known media outlet? Who's to say Democracy Now! Is not doing journalism?
That's a good question. You know, I think you have to prove yourself. I think there was a point in time where, what's this, the Huffington Post, Politico? And I think they've actually, seems like as we go along, they're becoming more legitimate and they've paid their dues and they've earned their street cred in the community. So I think the answer to that question may be being time and tried and see if they're tried or true or not.
Well, the same thing with TMZ. I'm sure I've told this story before, but TMZ back in, you know, the early 2000s was not considered any type of journalism whatsoever, but they're the ones that were alerted to Michael Jackson's death, and they were the ones that broke that story. When I worked at a Fox affiliate back in 2009, we heard first from TMZ, and we held the story because we didn't trust TMZ. And we waited until another more well-known station confirmed that. So, I mean, times have changed. Now TMZ, you know, is the big breaker of news, and people quote them all the time. The people attribute information to TMZ.
News such as it is that comes from TMZ.
Well, celebrity, especially when you work in Las Vegas like I did. That's a big deal.
What about, so if you're out at, for example, an oil pipeline protest site and they say the local sheriff's department is starting to arrest protesters, who decides who is advocating and who is reporting? Is that a decision for a local sheriff's department to make?
They probably just arrest everyone they see that they think
right.
is breaking the law, and then you kind of sort it out as you go. But we've also seen journalists actually targeted for performing journalism. And we've seen that even in a case out of St. Louis, near St. Louis, where a journalist was covering, I believe, like a city council meeting or some kind of committee meeting. They were discussing the police station there had not been having insurance on their cars, their police cars.
Right.
So that was a discussion that was being handled. That particular station the reporter was working for had broken that story. He went to go and cover that, was trying to bring a camera inside, had asked permission to do it even if he didn't have to, and he was arrested. And he was handcuffed, and he was charged for you know, trying to enter that public meeting. So we do see journalists charged for things like that. And when at least at that point, I think he was being targeted as a journalist. Maybe not necessarily Amy Goodman here.
Certainly, there have been cases like that where it's the police have been in the wrong, and law enforcement was just trying to restore the peace or what have you. But a journalist, a trained journalist, legitimate journalist would know their boundaries, know their rights. And that journalist that we talked about in the St. Louis area knew his rights, and mm-hmm. he held his ground. And I think a journalist that was covering this pipeline protest would know their boundaries and where they could stand. And
they can
still cover the story and not be in the way of police.
You've mentioned boundaries a few times, Will. What do you mean by knowing your boundaries?
Well, there's public places where public places such as sidewalks or things are on the periphery. Where you're allowed to enter, and then there's private property, and knowing that boundary of where you can and where you can't go is something that a legitimate or trained journalist would know. You've got to know the ins and outs. We had down in southwestern Illinois, where I worked for a number of years as a reporter and covering business, the steel mill would go in and out of business. It would shut down. It would lay off. But I knew where I could stand where I could catch the steel workers coming out at the 2 o'clock shift change, and I could go stand on the sidewalk and that was right in front of their parking lot. I would give them the courtesy to ask if I could do that, even though I didn't have to. That was public property, rather. And I wouldn't be on their private property. I was within my rights to do that. I knew my boundaries.
All right. We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.